Goodman, Rodney Bewes as Terry Collier, and Bob Ferris, better known as the Likely Lad. Today's episode in their lives is entitled, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And the wilting begins at the local tea rooms where a wedding reception has just survived the speech making.
Don't feel possible.
Amazement sits on you, Mrs. Collier. And what exactly does not seem possible?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vicar. I didn't see you there. Well, I'm just saying to our Audrey, I remember young Jacqueline's christening.
Indeed, yes. And now the blushing bride, eh?
You made all the dresses yourself, you know, ma'am. The bridesmaids and all. Oh, yes, Audrey. She's a clever girl, Jacqueline.
Very good with her hands. Always has been, if I remember.
I did think she looked lovely, didn't you, Audrey?
Mind you, I'm surprised they invited that fellow that Jacqueline's supposed to have, you know.
Well, you excuse me, ladies. Must you go on?
Oh, I thought it was a lovely service, Vicar.
Thank you, Mrs. Collier.
Oh, there's your Auntie Peggy. Where? Over there, look. She's seen us. She's coming over.
What has she got on?
On where?
On her head.
Now what? Your Auntie Peggy's always been very good to you. Hello, Peggy. No. Hey, where is it? Where is it?
Hello, Auntie Peggy.
Where do? You mean your water?
No, I don't want me, hubby. I'm enjoying myself.
It's your little Terry I'm after, isn't it? Have you seen him?
I shouldn't think our little Terry's sober now.
You do suit that hat, Peggy, don't you? Hey, what a canny little lad.
Huh?
Oh, yes, Audrey. When he used to come and stay with us, when we were in Woodley Road, that time he had his first bow. You remember, Glam? That time he broke his leg, you mean? Ah, that's it. Hey, then we're happy days. I'm not going to work with him.
He was a noisy little devil, I know that.
I'm so inclined to him and see how he is.
Feeding for a nasty shot.
Hey, Walter.
What's that? It's so
big on you, Tony. Is there any liquor left in this place? And if so, where the hell is it?
I've got a cup. Good lad, where is it? Get yourself a cup and saucer.
What? A cup?
That's right. Now, where's my teapot?
Oh, I didn't mean tea.
Just try the special blend.
You crafty devil, Scotch.
I will, I get a lot of practice, son. That reminds me, where is your Aunt Peggy? Have you seen her?
No, I don't know where she is. She is anyway, Walter. See her.
There he is. Good evening, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, hello, Auntie Peggy.
Oh, it's nice to see you. What are you up to, Walter?
Oh, just having a cup of tea, flower.
Oh. Well, Terry, haven't you got a kiss for your Auntie Peggy, then? Oh, I suppose you'll be the next then.
Who, me? I'll give it a chance.
Hey, it doesn't seem possible, does it, Walter?
What?
Oh, no.
It seems only like yesterday.
Hey, Terry, is there anything to drink?
Hey, it can't be. Hey, see, Mr. Robert.
You remember me, Auntie Peggy, don't you, Bob? One joke never forgotten.
Is there any tea in that pot, Walter? I'm dying for it.
No.
Are you sure? Here, give it here. Oh, of course, the dumbless is not very hot. Never mind, I'm Jackson, passing one of them cups, Bobby, love.
Oh, here.
Oh. Thank you, Pat. Oh, hand us the milk, Bobby.
Oh. What's going on? Here, Auntie Peggy. Oh, I'll pour it for you, Auntie Peggy.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Hey, don't drown it, love. That was just after your pour to your daddy's cup, John, Bobby. Wasn't it, Walter?
Yes.
Our young Jerry was still in his stand then. I remember because you used to come and take him out on Sunday afternoon with Bobby's cousin Herbert in his stand. He's about the same age as our Jerry.
Oh, we used to race them up and down the canal bank.
Well, we can't see the light of them days again.
Auntie Peggy,
yes, look.
I was just thinking, it's been a lovely wedding, hasn't it?
Oh, lovely. I thought it was quite radiant. I was just saying to one of the two of you next.
Plenty of time yet, Auntie
Peggy. No, you mustn't leave it until too late, you know. I'm surprised I thought you thought we went by now. I was just saying to Terry's man.
Excuse me,
Auntie
Peggy, I've just seen someone I know. Come on, Bob.
Oh, I might have known now, Walker. I can't turn my back on you for 5 minutes.
What was all that about?
Oh, nothing. That tea was a bit chewed, that's all. Okay.
I wonder where you got to. I've just been talking to Big John Webb, you know.
What do you think of them two?
Who?
The two wedding them?
You mean the bridesmaids over there?
Yeah.
Not that.
Who's the little dark-haired one?
You mean the one with the mud haircut and the miniskirt?
Right.
That's Beryl, Beryl.
Why, Beryl Hopkins.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Gee, I didn't recognize you for a minute. Last time I saw her, she was in Pigtails. Ah, she hasn't half developed mind, though, hasn't she?
Ah, say. She's only just at school, you know.
Oh, don't care if you just at kindergarten. I fancy that.
Who's the other one? The blonde with the white lipstick and the silver boots.
That's Elaine, man.
You mean little... Not the one from the fish shop in Sea Road.
That's it, that's her. And I used to sit her on my knee and tell her stories.
Oh, I could tell her a few and all if you'd sit on mine.
Hey, you want to watch it, you two? Jail bait.
What do you mean?
I might have expected it from you, Al Kelly, but I'm surprised at you, Bob Face, standing there opening little girls. There's a name for that, you know.
Well, I must have escaped you for the moment. I get to use it.
It's a matter anyway, they're old enough.
Only just.
And where are you going with that pile of sandwiches? If you're going to whip them, you might at least have the decency to put them in a paper bag.
For your information, I was up half the night helping to make these, and I'm not going to stand around all afternoon watching them going to waste.
But it'd be more to the point if you'd been up half the night making some more booze. There's not a drop left.
You know, I could just see old Audrey there, treading the grapes.
You couldn't if you'd seen her feet.
I'm not going to stand here and be insulted. If you want a sandwich, you don't, yes?
Not if you've made them.
Well, please yourself. Would you like another
tea? Hello there, Terry.
Hello, Bob. Hello there, Sue. You're looking very flash.
Oh, yeah, all the gear, you know.
Oh, kid, how are you?
Oh, not so bad, you know. Can't grumble. Hey, got any liquor?
Any liquor? Well,
Hey, what about those two bridesmaids, eh?
I used to go to school with that Elaine, you know.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah. Hey, you going down to the end of the tower tonight? Most everybody's meeting there before they go on to the supper dance.
Ah, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that they would have let you in.
What do you mean? It's practically me local. Oh, certainly, Daddy, you'll have a drink. Boy, these weddings are really some drag, eh? Well, cheer up, lad. See you two next time, won't it? Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Yeah. Got you, little...
He was coming a bit...
I should have shoved his plan into the canal.
Don't worry, I should think the next time Wind will take care of him.
Come on now, you lads. Eat up some of these sandwiches.
Oh, ma'am, not you and all.
Now, come on, eat them up.
I know. You've been up half the night making them, and you're not going to stand around all afternoon watching them go into waste.
I certainly am not. Look... Just take this for me a minute, will you?
What is it?
Our Audrey made it. It's a grapefruit with little cocktail sausages on sticks stuck into it. Isn't she clever?
Brilliant.
I don't know how she thought of it. Come on now, Bob, eat them up. You'll want your guests to when it's your turn. It's bound to be one of you two next. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's our beetroot. Thank you, love. You must finally eat these
sausages. A grapefruit with cocktail sausages on sticks stuck into it. Looks more like a time bomb.
Oh, how many more times?
What?
I said, how many more times? I suppose you'll be next. That's what everybody's been saying all afternoon.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I suppose you'll be settling down now.
When are you thinking of getting wet? The next person who says that to me gets this grapefruit, sausages and all, right up there.
Who have we here? Ah, God damn it.
Oh, Vicar.
Well, I suppose you'll be next on the list.
Sausage?
Oh, I don't know how you're sleeping here.
What do you mean?
Well, look at it. This is supposed to be a bedroom, and look at it. More like an old junk shop.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, it is. I mean, look at all the gear you've got in here. Books, posters, boxes, packages. And what's that bicycle wheel doing there?
I used to do long-distance trials, didn't I?
You couldn't have got far on one wheel. Anyhow, that was ages ago. You don't do it now.
Oh, no, but it's, well, it's sort of a memento.
A sort of memento. It's a load of sentimental old rubbish. I mean, look at that old globe of the world there. You've had that since junior school.
You never know. It might come in handy one day.
What the hell for?
Well, who knows? One day I might just want to look up the name of some obscure African state.
You'd be lucky, mate. It'll have probably had six other names since that thing was made.
It's no good trying to explain things to you, Terry. There are certain moments and periods in your life that you want to remember. That means something to you. I mean, I can look round this room and in every corner there's something that, well, has a kind of significance for me. It reminds me of what happened years ago. The sort of person I was in them days. It all belongs to me. It's the pattern of my life. It's part of my makeup.
Steady on, your mascara's running.
Ho, ho, very funny.
Well, come on, then. If you're going to change your shirt, get on with it. Then why you have to bother beats me?
What about this one on all day?
Well, I'm not bothered, not just to go up to the... Where is it they're all going tonight?
Brandon Flower, that new pub.
Oh, aye, up on the estate. I hate those new pubs. Aye, still, they're expecting us.
Yeah, they're all married couples, though, aren't they?
Well, there's always them two bridesmaids.
They're too young to go in a pub.
Well, you can't tell these days. They'll be there.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, God.
What's up with you?
Here's something about weddings. It depressed me.
I know what you mean.
It wasn't so bad when the girls you were at school with got married, but now it's the blokes.
That's just it. I mean, look how old he is today. Nobody would have thought that he'd have got married yet.
Well, he didn't have much choice.
Yes. But still, I think of all the others. Hey, look at this photograph of our old team.
He happens to have kept this. Nifty small.
He's married.
Good girlie.
Right, great.
Ronnie Four Eyes.
Married.
Mike Thompson.
Married.
And what's his name? Oh, left half.
Keith
Williams.
He's saving up to get engaged. It's fantastic.
I can't understand it.
I know.
There's only you, me, and the linesman left. And I've always had my doubts about that linesman.
What a team that was.
Oh, they're not like that now. You know, I met the old, what do they call that sportsmaster?
Bulmer.
Ah, that's it, Bulmer. Well, I met him only last year, it was, and he told me, straight up, no messing, that that team, the one we were both in, was the dirtiest team I'd ever had.
I can believe it. Strong in defence.
Jogged.
Not enough goals, that was our trouble.
No, I never could understand that.
I could, it was you.
What do you mean?
Well, you were selfish. Everyone said you were selfish. You would never pass.
Rubbish. I carried that team.
I've got a picture somewhere from the Chronicle. The year we won the district shield.
And who? Hey, just tell me who. Who was it 2 minutes before the end scored the winning goal that gave us that shield?
Mike Thompson.
What in hell?
It was his shot. It just hit your backside on the way.
It was a very clever deflection.
Hey, look what I found here, an autograph book.
Hey, that's mine. Give it here. How did that get in there?
You swapped it.
Is that? What for?
My matchbox collection and the picture go around the room.
Oh, right. Hey, there's some canny autographs in here, though, boss.
Yeah, it was a craze for them, do you remember?
The best collection in the school. Look at these. Jackie Milburn, Stan Mortensen, David Whitfield.
I got his.
Johnny Ray, Tyrone Power.
Tyrone Power? Hey, let's see that. Hey, you're right. And what's this? Gene Simmons. These are all in your handwriting.
What?
Look at this one. Cheers, Terry. Sherpa Tensing.
Let's see that.
Get up. And this one. Sincerely yours, Marshall Tito.
Well,
you crappy. No wonder you had the best collection in the school. They're all forgeries. I want my matchbox collection back. Here you are. You can have it.
Now, where's that picture? I know it's here somewhere. I don't know how you expect to find anything in there. I've never seen such a small cupboard packed with such a load of old junk. It's bursting at the seams.
Shut up, man. I'm trying to find something.
What's this?
What?
This.
It's a woggle.
A woggle?
A woggle. You know, you're supposed to have one in the scouts. Though you were slung out before you got yours.
Aye. There was a lot of woggling going on in the scouts. And what have you kept this old teddy bear for?
Oh, that's Henry.
He hasn't got much fur on his head.
We used to play hairdressers.
And what have you got in this box here?
Hey, give us those.
Just a minute. Letters. Who are these from?
Look, give us those.
All right.
Very personal.
Good, read them out.
I will not. There are some things that, well, you just keep to yourself, that's all. Too private to share with other people. I wouldn't let anyone see these for anything.
Well, of course not. I wouldn't dream, but Bob, I know how you feel. I mean, I've still got one at home from the knee to the top of it to make your hair curl.
Have you?
Yeah.
You let us have a look at that and I'll read you one of these. You're on. Promise?
Scout's honor.
You got slung out of the scout.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, then.
Well, what's that written on the back?
Cabal top.
Cabal top? All right, kisses,
better on lips than on paper.
That's it. A bit childish. And he'd always put Burma on the back of hers.
Burma?
Be undressed and ready, my own.
Yes, well, Veronica wasn't like that.
Veronica? Veronica Holmes?
So?
Oh, nothing. Go on.
Right. My darling Bobby. Finn Welsh has told me that you told him to tell me that you want to go out with me. I was so surprised when he told me because I did not think that you had even noticed me. And in fact, I thought that you loved Nancy Ridley. I don't know where she got that idea from.
Go on.
I, myself, personally, needless to say, would love to go out with you. I've always liked you, Bobby, and have told Janet, my best friend, so. Even though she thinks that you'll get into trouble if you go on knocking around with that rough Terry Collier.
Me?
Shut up. I will meet you on Saturday, if it is convenient, near the swings at Priory Park at 2:00. If not, let Vin know and he will let me know.
Will you be wearing your new drainpipe trousers? I think they are dead good, even though Janice says they are common. Finally, I would only like to say, in conclusion, that if you really want to go out with me, I will always be true and go out with nobody else. I say this because I know in my heart that you, and only you, will be the only one that I will ever care for, always. All my love, yours truly, Veronica. Ah, she was very sweet, you know.
I know. She went out with me after that.
Ah, well, she always was a flighty piece.
How many stars did you get?
Stars?
You know, for how far you,
Oh, I remember. Like, one star was holding hands. Veronica Holmes, 5, I think it was.
Oh. I got 2.5. How many stars in your system?
10. How many in yours, then?
3.
Ah, well. Where's Veronica Holmes now?
Where are any of them? Ah, well, come on. Let's get down to the Landing Flower.
No, but seriously, Terry. When are we going to think of settling down?
Oh, don't you start, for Pete's sake.
Oh, thanks, Aldrin. Here, I'm glad to sit down at last. I feel as if I've been on my feet the whole day.
Well, never mind. Have a drink and take your mind off it. Hey, wait, my dad. I've got his Browning.
He's out the back.
No.
Well, you know what he's like.
I can't get over seeing that fella there that Jacqueline's supposed to
have. Hey, is that Kelly now? With Bob.
Well, this place is really swinging tonight, isn't it? Hello, ma'am. Audrey.
I think Mr. Hills have gone upstairs, Pet. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mrs. Collier. Audrey.
Hello, Bob.
Well, come on then, Audrey. Get him in. You're around.
Where's me dad?
Out the back.
I might have known. Come on then, Audrey.
I'm not spending my money. I'm here for you.
I'll have a short then.
Pardon me, you won't.
Right. You will the next time you want me to buy you a drink.
Oh, next time. When have you ever bought me a drink?
Last Christmas Eve in the tap room with the 7 stars, it was. I remember it distinctly.
It was a big one and all. 5 and 9, it cost me.
That was only because you bet she couldn't get double top with one dart.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was. Thanks, Bob.
Yes, thank you, Bob. Anyway, it was one of the jammiest hours I've ever seen.
So you can get your own. And you two on your own tonight, then?
Yes.
I don't know. It's about time one of you got engaged. Or at least started to go out steady with some girl.
What's it got to do with you?
Oh, don't worry. They'll be the next to go.
Oh, ma'am, please.
Well, they'd better hurry up. If they keep going round together much longer, people will start to talk.
Aye, and if they do, you can bet your sweet life you'll be the first. I don't know what everybody's got to get so steamed up about.
Oh, no, they're like a lot of sex maniacs.
Terry.
Well, everybody's obsessed with tearing off everybody else. You think they were getting ready to dash up into the ark?
Yeah, by the look of some of this lot, most of them must have just dashed out of it.
Come on, Bob, I'll get you a drink.
Well, do you want tickets for the supper dance or not?
I don't know. We'll see.
Please yourself. I always enjoy it.
Oh, they make you feel older than ever, that lot.
What shall we do, then?
Anything you like.
There's always them two bridesmaids.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Where?
It's over there, sitting at that table in the corner.
Oh, right.
I suppose we could always take them out.
Well, why not?
Oh, well, yes, if you like.
I mean, they are more our age group.
Well, yeah. Quite. Come on, then. Hello, girl.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm Terry, this is Bob.
Oh, hello. You're Audrey's brother. We were at the same school as you, but I don't suppose you remember us.
Oh, of course we do. Don't we, Terry?
Of course. Did you enjoy the wedding?
Not bad. A bit boring.
Oh, well, yeah, I know what you mean. All those older people.
Look, do you mind if we, join you?
No.
Yeah. They're all going to the supper dance.
Yeah, it's a bit old-fashioned, but,
We wondered whether you had any plans for this evening.
Well,
Here you are, girl. Two Cinzanos and the usual.
What's that?
A vodka tini.
Oh.
Cheers.
Huh? Cheers?
Oh, you've met me Uncle Terry, I see.
What?
And me Uncle Bob. I'm not your rotten uncle. Oh, well, I'll make you an honorary one.
Where were you thinking of...
Are you really his uncle?
Oh, well, we're sort of cousins, you could say.
No, no, he's really my father's cousin.
Oh, well, I thought he didn't look old enough to be his uncle.
Oh, he is, though. He's older than he looks.
Oh, isn't he?
And, what were you thinking of doing tonight?
Well, we're all going to this club with Sal.
Sal? Who?
Jim? It was Cyril when I used to know him.
Cyril?
Oh, it's been silent for a long time now.
What club's this, anyway?
Well, you know, it's this place that's drunk tonight, the Red Cross. It's not bad. It's very smart, you know. They've done it up well. It's called the Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez? Where's this?
Just by the canal, near the timber yard.
Oh, very exotic.
Oh, it's not a bad place. Everybody goes there.
I don't.
Oh, well, I mean, you probably wouldn't like it. Mostly young people down there.
Bob and Terry are going to the supper dance.
Oh, catch me going up there.
Oh, no, no, we're not going.
No, we're just saying that's where that lot ought to.
Hey, Bob, look who's just come in.
Hey? Oh, hi, Peggy.
What about your mum, Auntie Peggy, Si? Does she mind you coming in here?
She's seen him.
What? Oh, no, she doesn't mind. Why should she?
She's having a Chinese fit.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Oh, no, she's no trouble. Free and easy.
Here she comes, full steam ahead.
Free and easy, eh?
Come and go with that, please.
Come and go, eh?
Free agent.
Wouldn't mind if a free agent mind stuffing up his drink that he's not supposed to have for 2 years past April.
Huh?
Seeing as he's only 16, and would he mind telling...
Okay, and don't raise your voice.
I have no intention of raising my voice. And would he mind telling me what the hell he thinks he's doing in here?
Mom,
you know what's going to happen to you, young silly. You're going to turn out just like your father.
Now, just a minute.
If you retake after Walter, come on, out.
Mom, if we...
You can't be just it, either of you.
Oh, Mom.
Sure, what are you going to do then?
Well, we're not sure, ma'am.
Well, aren't we all going to Saint-Tropez then?
Well, yes, if you like. We'd love to.
It's only it's very nice there this time of the year. Drink up then.
Oh, I don't think I can finish, ma'am.
Nor can I.
Well, I reckon that makes one eat then, Bobby.
Just about. How's your glass, love?
Oh, here you are.
So, cheers, Terry.
Cheers, Bob.
Hey, I didn't drink much of this, did he?
What was it?
Vodka tini. You know, like James Bond.
Was it?
What's it like?
Shaken, not stirred.
Do you want a drop of this?
Do you usually keep a supply of brown ale under your bed?
Oh, I have to. I can't leave it downstairs, not with me dad around.
Well, I'll just have one and then I'm off. It's been a long, hard day.
You're exhausted, are you, after all that dancing?
I am. Not much chance of relaxing up here, either.
What do you mean by that?
Well, this chair is as hard as a bullet.
Well, what do you expect?
It's a bedroom chair. What's that got to do with it?
Well, a bedroom chair's not for sitting on. It's to put clothes on and things, isn't it? What if somebody comes in and wants to sit down? Look, mate, if I'm going to go to the trouble of luring anybody up here, which under the circumstances is highly unlikely, the last thing in the world I'd want is for her to sit in that chair. Well, what about me?
Well, I mean, you don't count, do you? Thanks a bunch.
Oh, you know what I mean. A bedroom's a bedroom. All you need in a bedroom is a bed, a wardrobe, a chest of drawers,
and a crate of brown ale. If everybody thought like you, David Hicks would be on the National Assistance.
Who?
Never mind. Oh, I ache all over.
I'm not surprised all the leaping around you were doing tonight. What did you learn to do then? What was it you were dancing?
The jerk.
The jerk. Looked more like the St. Vitus from where I was sitting.
Well, that's just how it's done, that's all.
I can see you'll be down the stand and watch it every Friday evening instead of playing snooker.
Not me. I've had enough of teenagers for one evening.
Ooh, same here. It's got its advantages being a bit older. At least you can get a drink. I've never had so much colour in my life.
Well, you don't need liquor, then.
No, people like young Cyril get drunk on a wine gum and a bucket of water. Vodka teenies.
Still, it's a good place for them.
All right. We were a bit out of it, mind.
Yeah, but for the kids, I mean, there was nothing like that in our day. What did we have?
Table tennis and weightlifting down the youth club.
Aye. Bodybuilding on Tuesday nights.
Oh, God, yes.
Not that it did you much good.
Still, you enjoyed the time, didn't you?
I like those two girls tonight. It's a right rave up for them.
Yeah, you didn't seem young, though. Took my love life back 5 years.
Scrape off the makeup, and what have you got underneath?
Gym slips and navy blue knickers.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I held her hand on the way home.
Never. You don't waste much time, do you?
One star. I'm mature and all.
Oh, aye.
Well, that's what she said.
Well, we are, man. Especially to them.
All right.
You know, it was at a bodybuilding class that I first met Anita Tupper.
All right. I wondered where she got that figure from.
Aye, she's a big girl, Anita. Powerful and all.
I know. Break your back if you try, Del. Hey, wait a minute. That's why I'm here in the first place. Where's this letter?
What letter?
Anita Tupper's. Come on, where is it? You promised.
All right. Oh, dear. It's in this chest of drawers somewhere. Hey, look at this. My old cob cap. Yeah, it's a bit small for me now, though, but...
Look, don't let's start all that again. I've just got used to being mature and sophisticated.
The hell's in this old tin? Hey, look what I found. My marbles.
Eh? Oh.
Hey, there's some missing. I used to have more than this.
Our Audrey's been at these. Hey, listen, man, I must tell you something. When I was a kiddie, you know, about, years ago, I had a whole stack of marbles. And one thing about me when I was a kiddie... I always used to give things names. You know, not just animals and that, but even my toy cars. They all had names.
Huh?
Well, even my marbles.
I didn't give you marbles names.
Well, just some of them. My favourites.
Oh, that cringe.
And my favourite one of all was this green glass alley, just like that one. And he was called Derek.
Derek?
Yep. Derek the Marble. You know, I'm sure this is the one.
How can you tell, man?
I've no Derek anywhere.
Well, I must have won it off you.
Right, I'll win it off your back.
Come on, then. Northern Counties Marbles Championship 1967. Come on, I'll go first.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. You're using a tuner. Look at the size of yours compared to mine.
Well, that's all right. You've got twice as much to hit.
That it?
Did
it, hell?
What the devil's going on here?
Look out, man, Audrey.
Just look at you wearing that stupid cup cap and groveling all over the
floor. Audrey, watch out.
Hey, what?
You're standing on Derek.
Derek
the Marble.
Hey, when are you two going to grow up?
James Burlam and Rodney Hughes appeared as Terry and Bob in The Likely Lad. The part of Audrey Collier was played by Sheila Fern, Mrs. Collier by Olive Milbourne, John Casaubon played the parts of the Vicar and Uncle Walter, Arthur Peggy, Betty Hardy, and Cyril, her son, Leroy Lingwood. The Likely Birds were played by Carol Marsh and Rosalind Shanks. The original script for The Likely Lad was written by Dick Clement and Ian Lafrenet and adapted for radio by James Burlam. The Likely Lad is produced by John Bowles.